do this CD, there's going to be tracks. And if you laughed really hard at particular jokes, are you guys going to actually listen for your own laughs? Just out of curiosity. Yes? How many people? They're going to hate this. It doesn't matter. Right. But anyways, are you ready for the headliner here? Okay? Good friend of ours, and we love him. Nick?
He's a good friend. He is synonymous with comedy in Western New York. He's worked with Rosie O'Donnell, Chris Rock, Dennis Leary, performed a concert with Chicago, The Monkees, The Temptations, I'm sure every other rock band on the face of the planet. He's appeared on numerous TV shows, including Channel 7's Western New York Live, and the host of the nationally syndicated late night, I Can't Believe I'm Still Up, Offbeat Cinema. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Airborne Eddie!
Big round of applause for Janet, Nick, and Wiz, huh? Yeah. And how about Larry Silver, executive producer, and Dwayne Hall, the guys from Sessions, and Art Carney, and the June Taylor Dancers. The Miami audience is the greatest audience in the world. Good night. Buffalo. Good to be here. Buffalo. Specifically Black Rock. Black Rock, gateway to Tonawanda. Anybody here from Tonawanda?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. What's the matter? Bowling alley's closed tonight? I'm just kidding. I know that they're not closed. Tonawanda. You know, now, do you know how Tonawanda got its name? Tonawanda, a lot of people think it's like an Indian name or something. It's actually, it was named after the founder's fat wife, Wanda.
Tonawanda?
Tana. Yeah, it took a little while for you to get it, huh, sir? Yeah.
Oh, I get Tonawanda!
Like a time delay over here? Tonawanda. Anybody vacationing here in Black Rock? Nobody? You just flew in from Vegas? Did you really? Or did you lose a bet, or is your travel agent an idiot? No, you know what? Here's the deal, folks. I always like to ask. I'm dead serious, because people do visit Buffalo, you know? And whenever I perform in Buffalo, I want to make sure that if there are any out-of-towners, that they leave with a good impression, because Buffalo is much more than chicken wings and snow. We have a lot of great things here. We are on the Great Lakes. We must be a great city, don't you think? We're on the North Coast. We have the Olmsted Parks. We have world-class architecture. Frank Lloyd Wright houses. We got a bunch of them, man. We're, you know, down the road from Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls it's a wonder of the world, for crying out loud. Well, actually, not anymore. It used to be a wonder of the world. They took it off the list. Can you believe that? Michael Jackson having a kid replaced it, I guess, but...
A white kid.
All right, I'll tell the jokes here, okay? Who is this guy? It's my father, actually, you know? Dad, shut up! No. You know, because whenever somebody comes in, out-of-town friend or relative, you got to take them to Niagara Falls. It's the law, right? That's the first thing you got to do. I love Niagara Falls. I was there not too long ago. I rode the Maid of the Mist 5 times in 1 day. Not the boat. I'm talking about the lady that cleaned my room. But it was a hell of a ride. She made me wear the raincoat and everything, but it was worth $5. You know, that's the way I look at it. Yeah. How about that moron that went over the falls? Now... Actually, that's not, you know what? If he survived, why don't we send all the politicians over? Right? If you survive, you can run for another term, right? If not, next. Right? We could charge admission. Are you kidding me? We would solve the fiscal crisis in 2 weeks. Bam! Sold out every single show. Whoa! Could you imagine Jim Pitts flying down the falls with that big old bow tie flapping in the breeze? Whoa! I pick on the politicians only because it's so easy. These are the people, ladies and gentlemen, these are the people. What did they do to our city? How have they led us? Well, let's see. They built the subway.
It goes nowhere.
Whoa. No, it goes somewhere. I rode it the other day. I parked my car at UB, got on the train, went downtown, got off the train. I could see my car when I got off. So, my name is Airborne Eddie. That's not my real name, obviously, it's a nickname. My real name is Airborne Al. My mother always told me I was conceived in the bathroom of an airplane, which I thought was very cool when I was a little kid. My brother Van, on the other hand, thought it was stupid. My sister Double Feature, she won't even go near a drive-in movie. But that's another story for another day. Now, I love my sister. I miss her a lot. She lives in Florida now, so I don't get to see her that often, but she's whacked. You know, I was raised by my mom and my sister, basically, and my mom's five sisters. They were always hanging around the house, too. Too many women in my life, I think, because when I was 13, I got my period. So. Nicknames are stupid, aren't they? You never give yourself a nickname, do you? No, it's always friends, relatives, people who hate you, want to make your life miserable, give you a stupid nickname, right? You never wake up one morning and say, today, call me Skippy. Today I am the Skipmeister. Everybody call me Skippy now. That's my new name. Uh-huh. Do you know a Skippy? You do, don't you? Huh? You know a Skippy? This guy could be a Skippy right here, huh? Horton? Well, and so Skippy's better than Horton? This guy could be a Skippy. Yeah, Skippy, Peter Pan, Jif, some peanut butter kind of thing. I have this uncle, we call him Uncle Butch. That's his nickname. Now, he's not even my real uncle. He's one of these weasels who gets in your family by marrying somebody in your family and then pretends like he's always been there. You know these people? We call him Uncle Butch because he married my mother's brother. But takes a little while to get to this side of the room, you know? that's not true. It's my aunt that we call Butch, but that's a different story for a different day. She's a big Katie Lang fan, you know what I mean? We got any Katie Lang fans in the audience? Yeah, yeah. Nice work boots, man. So actually, I used to skydive recreationally. That's how I got the nickname. Anybody ever go skydiving? Skippy, you should try this. You look like you need a little adventure in your life. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's Mr. Skippy to you, okay? Who the hell are you? He doesn't know you. All right. Skippy, everything about doing this, man? I'm telling you, skydiving, it is incredible. And just do it once. You'll never forget it as long as you live. All you have to do is think about the first time I went skydiving. I am right back in the moment right now, standing underneath the wing of that airplane, wind blowing against my face, my heart pounding against the inside of my chest, something warm running down the inside of my leg. Ah! Ah! You gotta be a moron to do this. This is what they do. They take you up in a perfectly good airplane. They put a helmet on your head, like this helmet's gonna make a difference. And then they throw you out of the plane. Whoa. Who's that? I don't know, but he's got good teeth. Look at him. Yeah. At least he's got clean underwear on. By the way, how many people are wearing clean underwear this evening? Okay, good. Six people. Beautiful. That's great. That's very nice. Very, very nice. Skippy's got the clean underwear. That's good. If my mother was here right now, she'd slap you people in it next week. That was her biggest rule in life. I'm telling you, clean underwear at all times. I remember when I was a little kid, growing up on the east side of Buffalo, walking to St. Stan's Grammar School just before I'd leave. My mom, you got clean underwear on, honey? Yeah, why, Mom? Just in case you get in an accident. Oh. Well, thanks, Mom. That's nice. But you know what? If I get hit by a bus on the way home, my underwear's gonna be dirty anyway! Stupid rule, Mother! Mothers make up these rules. I'm telling you right now, it's a hormonal imbalance. This stuff flies out of their mouth. They have no idea what they're saying. She used to say to me, mayonnaise will kill you on a hot day. What the hell does this mean? I'm 10 years old. To this day, I will not go near a refrigerator during the month of July because I am terrified there's a big jar of Hellman's waiting for me with an X. Yeah, should've seen mama. I'm scared. Yeah, oh, these are all true stories, sir. Absolutely. Oh, man, so I stopped that skydiving nonsense. Not because it was dangerous, hell no, too safe. I need a little danger in my life, you know what I'm saying? It is safer to go skydiving, this is true. Safer to go skydiving than it is to drive a car anywhere in the United States, statistically speaking. Fact, man is hit by a car every 96 seconds somewhere in the United States. Now, we don't know who this guy is. He's probably in pretty sad shape right about now. So if you see him, call him a cab. But I had to stay. It's too safe for me. I need danger in my life. You know what I'm saying? Danger. That's my middle name. There's a man who leads a life of danger. That's me. I'm telling you, I crave it. Like Rush Limbaugh on a pain pill, baby. I need it. I gots to have it. Give me danger. I drink milk a day past its expiration date just for fun. Sorry. I have been known to run around the house with scissors. I'll eat a sandwich while I'm swimming. I don't care. Because my middle name is Danger. So I got married. Yeah, nothing funny about that, huh, folks? Yes. No, I like being married. It's marriage. You know, marriage is a wonderful institution. So is the Buffalo Psychiatric Center. But I have a great relationship with my wife. We really have a great marriage. You know why? Because I married a beautiful young girl. That's why. She's 11. And, she's... I'm kidding. She's 14 and a half, so shut up. You know, I told that joke in Huntsville, Alabama once. Whole audience looks at me and goes, Devin, why'd you wait so long? Well, she had to finish kindergarten first, Bubba. Yeah, here's $20. Go buy herself some teeth, right? Get the hell out of here. Man. So, marriage is good. I like marriage because I like monogamy. I also like oak and walnut. Unless you're a carpenter, you wouldn't be interested in that, but nevertheless. So, what else? We've been married for a while. We got a couple of babies now and everything. Actually, well, they're not babies. They're, you know, 11 and 9. They're more like drunk dwarfs. I just walk around the house and knock stuff down. And then they love you a lot, you know? I love you, man. I really love you. It's like your drunk college friends. I love you, man. Get away from me. Where's the rusty pipe when you need one, huh? Anybody here have a lot of kids? Anybody? No? Five? Six? No? Nobody? I'm just wondering. I did a show in South Buffalo once. Okay. Well, just yell out any stupid stuff that comes to your head there, folks. It's okay. Yes. Yeah. Larry does. Well... Curly, Mo, I was in South Buffalo once doing a show. Lady in the front row had 15 children. 15 kids, yeah. Irish Catholic, obviously. You know, they didn't have cable back then, so... 15 kids. I didn't even have to ask her. I could tell just by looking at her, because her uterus was sitting next to her. Oh. They made her buy 2 tickets. Yeah. That's terrible. It's terrible. I was just glad to see the lady sitting up. Unbelievable. Being a parent is easier than I thought, I guess. I think you just have to resign yourself to the fact that you don't have a life, you know, until they get a job and get the hell out of the house when they're like 40. And then you just got to teach them how to walk and talk, you know, feed them once in a while, and love them unconditionally. That's all. And don't spoil them. It's easy to spoil the kids, don't you think, in this day and age? Don't you think? Kids got, like, computer games. My kid got an Xbox for Christmas last year, like $500 here. You know, well, it's only $50, Dad. It's only $100, Daddy, you know. Ridiculous. It's crazy. When I was a kid, you know what we used to play with all the time? My grandfather. And he was dead. What? We had him cremated. My mom put his ashes in an Etch-a-Sketch. We used to play with him every day. I love this toy. Hey, it's a sick world out there, folks, okay? I just report this stuff, that's all. So what do? Teach your children to laugh, that's what. A positive outlook. Teach your kids to laugh. You got to laugh at least once a day, folks. If you can't laugh at least once a day, your head will explode. So if you can't laugh, wear a hat as a courtesy to the people seated around you, at least. Right? Laughter. We've all heard it. Laughter is the best medicine. Unless, of course, you're a diabetic, then insulin would be better. I'm not a doctor, but I think that would be good advice. Laugh, you know? Relieve the stress. Look for the miracles in life, folks. You know, we pick up the papers and turn on the TV news sometimes, and it's all mayhem and nasty stuff. But there are miracles everywhere we look. We just forget to look, you know? How about that guy at Buffalo General not too long ago? Did you hear about that guy? He had a piece of his brain removed, and they replaced that with cells from a pig's brain. Did you hear about this? It's amazing. A miracle. And they sent him home. He went home, like, in 3 days. As a matter of fact, on the way home from the hospital, he stopped at a supermarket, bought some roast beef, and went wee, wee, wee all the way home. Oh, yeah, baby. Hey, Skippy, that is the roast beef piggy joke, all right? They don't get any funnier than that, man. Oh, you better get a hat on the way out the door. I'm telling you right now. Wee, wee, wee. So, relieve the stress. Go see a movie. Read a book. Go see a play. Go to a fight. Watch somebody else fight. Hey, how about that baby Joe Macy, huh? Now, that's a... Baby Joe, I love baby Joe Macy. We've done the telethon together for a couple of years. We've cooked together. He's a great guy. This guy's not right upstairs. He wants to fight Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is nuts, folks. He bit off some guy's ear. I'm not making this up. Mike Tyson is completely insane. Have you read Mike Tyson's autobiography? I just read this book recently. It's great. I think they made some of it up, though, because in one part they said that Mike Tyson called Robin Givens malicious and manipulative. This is Mike Tyson talking, folks. I don't think the word malicious ever came out of his mouth. Maybe once when he was like 4 years old, he was eating some cookies. Mama, this cookie is malicious. Enjoy the rest of the night. Enjoy the rest of your lives. Good night. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you.
One more time for the coolest thing about it is it's Variety Club and the Women and Children's Hospital of Western New York. You've been a great audience. Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks.